And you, the friends who are here, as you were in fondness and love before, you will not part henceforth until the Creator rejoices with you and summons peace upon you. And by your merit, there will be peace in the world. This is the meaning of the words, for the sake of my brothers and my friends, let me say, let peace be in you. Zoa Aharimot.
Hi friends, Donald from Vancouver. This is my first convention. Friends, you are very important to me, whether you realize it or not. It took a lot for me yesterday to get here. Even my journey from Vancouver, going through what I went through to get here, if it wasn't for the friends at CABU, I'm not sure if I would have made it. I was up in my room yesterday, and it took me about 45 minutes to decide to come down to see your beautiful faces, because my ego would not let me do it. My ego was, stay up here, you don't belong with them, stay up here. But no, I had to go, because then another part said, you have to be there for your friends. You need to be there for your friends. And if I didn't have the beautiful instructors speak to me, like Glad, the beautiful Marcos, the beautiful Ruth, if they didn't say what they said on the convention before I got here, I don't know if I would have made it. It was almost like the Creator was right in front of my face saying, you have to go despite the troubles that you are feeling right now. Go. Don't think. Just go. So I just jumped. And I'm here, and I'm glad I did it. L'chaim.
Hi.
Hello, friends. It's wonderful being here with all of you again. And I think my desire at this point, after this solo journey most of my life before Kabbalah, is to get to know and connect with each one of you who is here. And I see smiles of people that I know and that I don't know yet. I'm looking forward to connecting with each one of you in a way that's beyond the wrinkles, beyond the kilos. The point in your heart, that's where I want to connect. And we've all been on a solo journey before now. Let's connect together. Let's connect the point in the heart. L'chaim.
My name's Tom Eagle. I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. I have the unique opportunity of working with Australia Asia virtually because I spend my summers in Sydney, and I get to work with the great Avi in the Sydney Center and all the great people in Sydney. Hola, Sydney. I remember when I came out of high school, I had a great desire to serve the community, the world. And I immediately joined the Army. Between the Army, working in a prison, and being a police officer, it took about 2 decades. And I came to the decision that It wasn't what I thought it was. I was basically propping up a system that I saw as totally flawed. I began driving a tractor trailer over the road for many years, and when you do that, you have a lot of time to think. And I thought a lot about the purpose of life. What was I doing? How was I so lost? And I remember, this is funny, I remember I typed into YouTube, "Why am I suffering?" And Tony Kosanek's videos came up. I compulsively watched them for about 2 weeks. And then I got the added gift of perceiving reality videos, which I also watched for about 2 weeks. And then after that, I joined the EC. When I first started the EC, I was raised very religious. The information they were giving us, the text and the diagrams that Rob drew, seemed like schoolwork to me. It seemed a lot like religion to me. But over the past few years, I've come to realize that all the words the sages have wrote are like words to a love song. And the diagrams that Rob draws are like dance steps. I'm in a great debt to B'nai Baruch, all the instructors, the Rav, and all of the society of B'nai Baruch, and I will spend the rest of my life trying to pay that debt. And that's it, and let's have a great Congress. And coming up on video right now is Ryan Oswaldo from China and Australia, and they got something to say to you.
Friends, this is Oswaldo from China. What a great opportunity we have to connect again, once again, after this amazing Congress in Mexico. And like it's the best opportunity that we have to connect in such a powerful way. And we just want to send you our love. And we want to tell you that we will be with you in China. We'll be connecting with friends from Japan, the Chinese Kli, which is becoming extremely strong. And we will be with you. And we just want to share the light that the Creator is bringing to this world. We love you so much, and let's connect.
I'm Ryan from Brisbane, Australia, and I want to share my deficiency with you in preparation for this lesson. What a beautiful moment this is together. It's our moment. And as Rob always says, all of our work is to come to the cry of the soul, when we raise man together. So let's enter this lesson burning as one man in one heart. Look around you. You have giants to the left, to the right. What more do you need? Together, let's connect. Let's raise this deficiency and reveal in between us. L'chaim.
Understand that our world to reveal what's for us. שלו כשל חברו. צריך שכל איש יבין שעליו לעמול ורגלו בתור הנבר רבים להעיר לבבו. רק מצוצו ידליק בנוער אהבה, אבל יחד תהיה לכם כמו מה שמשך. רק בינינו נדליק בתור אהבה לשלב גדולה. Inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make requests to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. La 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 la.
I am Lucian Lucia from North Carolina. I am really, really happy to be here. Thank you. Thank you. In this Congress that I'm in, I think about how all of us communicate and how we direct ourselves towards the Creator. And it becomes something that we take for granted. I always used to think that communicating with the Creator was a matter of just saying words like a transaction at a bank where you just, you know, you punch in some codes and keys and then some money comes out, you know. So it was very mechanical. It wasn't anything really that engaged me. It wasn't until recently, really, that I understood what it is like to communicate with the Creator. I don't want to put my brother on the spot, but I have a brother who you've heard already. He's not only an American hero, but he's a hero to me. He's experienced quite a lot. And if you get the chance to know this great big bear of a man that I've come to know and love, he's taught me what prayer really is. He may not have been here if it wasn't for his ability to rise above, really, the circumstances. And I was part of that journey with him. And I saw his struggles, I heard his complaints and his pleas and his desperation, and it touched me. And even though we spoke, I knew that it wasn't words that were really the essence of this relationship. It was a deep, heartfelt connection. And it was amazing because I realized that when you do actually connect, there is a prayer. And though we don't realize it, there's a name to that prayer. And for me, that name was Brandon. And so for me, prayer is Brandon, and, you know, as long as I'm part of this tent. And I thank you, Brandon, for that. And I thank you all for being here, and I'm so happy to be here. And my prayer is that we enjoy this conference to the full. Thank you, Rob, and thank you, everyone.